Ephesians chapter 6. I may use this same text for Father's Day because it includes both moms and dads. But it's a very relevant scripture on this special day. I'm glad there is a Mother's Day. Mothers need to be recognized. They have quite a job, folks. By the way, God planned all this. Did you know that? This was God's plan in the beginning. God made man, and from man he took a rib and made a beautiful woman. I don't know how long Eve lived. The Bible don't tell us. It tells us how long Adam lived. He lived over 900 years. I'm assuming she lived as long. That's a long time to live together, isn't it? If we're only told of three of their children by name. They had other children. No telling how many they had, because God told them to fill the earth with children. That's God's plan, have families have many children. Today in our society, there's over in China, you can only have so many. And over here in our country, the mentality is don't have one, two, or three at the most. So efforts made to restrain having too many children. Well, God wants us, His world, to be full of people. He said to fill it. So I guess that's the reason it's taking so long for the Lord to come back. For there's about 8 billion people in the world today. 8 billion, that's a lot of folks. And sometime on Friday evening, I think all of them in Lumberton, amen? Children, obey your parents. Let me tell you something. Every one of you in here, listen to me. Every one of you are a child. You're someone's child. Every one of you. He said, children, obey your parents. Now, our parents should have taught us something. So reflect on what your parents taught you that was according to God's truths, to help guide your life. And I hope you had godly parents. Today the millennials are not raising godly parents. There's very few millennials in church anymore. Those that are in churches that's not churches. I'm just telling the truth. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. And listen to the promise, church, that it may be well with thee when and thou mayest live long on the earth. Obeying your parents just might add to your being around a long time. Take that to heart. Not because I said it, but because God said it. And I trust you'll go back to that and be reminded of that from time to time. There are many mothers mentioned in the Bible. Many mothers. For instance, Eve, the first mother, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Naomi, Ruth, Hannah, and Jezebel, and more. In the New Testament, we have Elizabeth and Mary, the mother of Jesus, to name a few. As you know, mothers are not all alike. These we have mentioned were all women of faith except for Jezebel. All of those women women of faith except for Jezebel. By that I mean they take no interest in their children. Surely no one wants to be like Jezebel. But I'm afraid today we have far too many mothers who are following the steps of Jezebel. By that I mean they take no interest in their children's spiritual needs. Folks, this is so sad in our country today. If we was to go places today and look, you'd be surprised at the children that's not in church. And their mamas are on drugs or alcohol or in illicit relationships. Far too many homes today are filled with mothers on drugs, alcohol, illicit sex, violence, and spiritual ignorance. They're living for the moment, and children are a bother to many of them. My mother, when us children was grown, was saying all the time, I wish you children were back little again. A lot of mothers are not like that. They want their children out and gone. That's sad, isn't it? I wish mine was back, standing beside of me with her hand around my neck like she used to ride in the car. They're living for the moment, and children are a bother to many of them. Low-income housing, mobile home parks, and other areas are breeding places for crime and illiterate children. Some unmarried women even have children to get a check from the government. And this is a fact. They have children so they can get a check from the government. Some unmarried women have no interest in working. They rather have children and get a check. Our public school system is a complete failure in teaching the values of good manners and values. Our public school is a complete D-. Far too many children are coming out of these places that have no intentions of working for a living, but they plan to live off of the government because of places their parents raised them at. And they were kept up by the government. Their children are going to follow their footsteps. Isn't that sad? No initiative. Street gangs. And it's getting worse. It's going to get worse. I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you the truth. It's going to get worse. This nation as a nation has forgot about God. And God knows it. And He don't like it. Look at the people today standing on the street corner or somewhere begging for money who appear healthy. I'm not paying them. I'm not giving. They're already, I'm sure, getting a government check. And they want you to give them some more. Don't be that dumb. Let them work. I had to work. I've worked all my life. I hope the Lord let me work some more. Amen? Work's good for you. At least that's what they tell me. Yeah, it keeps your mind occupied. Amen? Yeah. Consider all those going around the churches today with a sad story. This happened to me and that happened to me. Could
y'all help me?
I just don't believe them, folks. I don't mean to sound heartless, but I've seen too much of it since I've been out here. If they're too sorry, they won't call on the Lord. They can't even remember a church or a pastor they got when you asked them. Why do they come to my church? Why don't they go to their church? And usually it's women, most of the time, leading the pack. The Jewish women look forward to having children for their husbands. They look forward to it. They felt this made them more pleasing to their husband, more acceptable to their husband. That's the way that culture was. Often these women were barren. God didn't give them children. And you know what they would do? They were so troubled. They were so upset. And we have records in the Bible. My time now. That they cried to God. They cried to God for a child. She can hold out longer than me. It's all right. It's all right. She's in church, ain't she? Amen. Amen. She's in church. That's where she's supposed to be. You ought to hear her cry in church. Today we have women having babies aborted. We've had over 63 million aborted babies now since Roe versus Wade. Think about 63 million, I'll get it in a minute, aborted babies. God had a plan for their life. Wonder how many of those people could have been contributed outstanding things to society if they hadn't been killed. Somebody's going to answer to God, folks. Somebody, because God said, fill the earth. And when God gives a life, and God gives the life to every person, and somebody kill it, murder it, somebody's going to be answering to God. This country's going to be answering to God for allowing it. You know that some women's babies are aborted and their body parts are being sold. It's gruesome, some of this stuff that's going on with aborted babies used in cosmetics, stuff like that. And this sin is paid for by you and me many times. They're taking our tax money and forcing it. I'm telling y'all the truth. Y'all listening to me? You wonder why we got so many problems? You wonder why we got a president up there that don't know what to do? He don't even know when to leave the mic. He don't even know that's a mic. God, and by the way, the Bible says this, that God puts in leadership who he wants. He give us what we got. Why did he give us someone like that? Because we're not listening to him as a nation, church. That's why. Preacher, this is Mother's Day. Talk on something better. I will. Wait a minute. We find a woman in the Bible that wants a baby. And Hannah was in bitterness of soul. And she prayed unto the Lord and wept before the Lord. She wanted a son so bad. She was just crying to God. And she vowed a vow and said, Lord of hosts, if you'll give indeed look on the afflictions of thy handmaid and remember me and forget not thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, I'll give him unto the Lord. And here's a mother, now she was thinking right. She said, Lord, if you'll give me a son, I'll give him back to you so you can have him. I didn't know that after I started preaching, my mama had said that she asked the Lord to give her a preacher. Well, she had two other choices, but why was it me? But listen, she wanted a son to give back to the Lord. She recognized the Lord. Proverbs 31:28 says, her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. The psalmist said in 113:9, he maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Some women can't have children. But we have records that mothers like that went to the Lord and the Lord gave them children. And so every mother, if they practice that, might get children. They might get children. In years gone by, families have had many children. A friend of mine said there were 17 children in his family. One man in the Bible is said to have 88 children. Job and his wife had 10 children who were killed by a storm, and God gave them 10 more. Today we have the abortion issue front and center, and the political left is demanding that women have a right to destroy their babies in the womb, even up the time they're born. I don't know what's the matter with somebody's heart. They can see a fully developed child, even up to the time it's born, being butchered. I mean, what kind of hearts people got, folks? Sin, hardened hearts. That's what it is. Rebellion, stubborn. That's what it is. The spiritual ignorance, and even more so the stubborn will of men and women, is appalling today. You can't tell the left crowd nothing. They won't accept it. It seems like far too many don't understand they're going to be judged one day. We had a little bit in our Sunday school lesson this morning about judgment. Us Christians are going to be judged too. Not for any sin. Boy, isn't that wonderful? We're not going to be judged for sin. We're going to be judged to see how faithfully you served the Lord. How faithfully you obeyed this old book here. That's what we're going to be judged by. What are you doing for the Lord today? Are you bringing honor to Him or dishonor? Are you obeying Him or disobeying Him? Each person has to answer those questions. Nobody can live your life for you. You make your decisions. I'm here today just to challenge you to live for the Lord. That's why I'm here. I'm not here to offend people. I'm here to preach the truth, to encourage you, to challenge you. If you need to adjust your thinking and actions, you need to do so for your own sake and for the sake of Christ, His church. Today, truth is rejected. Truth is not accepted. But the Word of God says abortion is murder. God says don't kill or murder innocent blood. Is anything more innocent than a baby? An aborted baby is another person. They just hadn't grown up. Many women today have this idea their body belongs to them. That's one of the biggest lies the devil's let them in. Your body don't belong to you. You didn't make your body. God gave you your body. God made your body. You are responsible for your body. What do you do with it? Read Romans chapter 6. It talks about we're to control the members of our body. Romans chapter 6. Read that. Study that. Today we in a society, in a time when everybody's feel like they got to get all they can out of life before they miss out. There's a lot of things you can miss out on you'll be blessed by. You'll be blessed by missing out on some things in life. It's God that made the body of men and women. God made us different. Have y'all noticed that? God made us different. God only made women and men. He made the woman from the man. It's never happened before. It'll never happen again. Nobody has come from a monkey nor a baboon. We're all humans. We're everyone of one family. Everybody in this room, you got different parents here. But every one of us, our ancestry goes right back to Adam and Eve. We all come. We're in the same family, church. We're just a race of sinners that God loves so much, He sent His Son to die on a cross to save us. And we got this idea today, well, He's a good person, she's a good person. God don't grade on good. He said nobody's good. And God sent His Son to die for sinners, which we all are, church. And if you don't recognize you're a sinner, you won't be saved and you'll miss heaven. The psalmist said, you can go right to the Word of God. For Thou hast possessed my reins, Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. David tells about how God formed him in his mother's womb. I will praise Thee. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, David said. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret. 9 months of secrecy going on. Now today with modern technology, from the very beginning, they can just follow it, develop. Isn't that amazing? And that's even more so that abortion ought to be outlawed. I was made in secret and courteously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written. Listen, God had all the members of your body written down in His book, but He was slowly forming them in your mother's womb. Amen. Only God can do that, folks. Only God could do that. Today we have products available that women can take or have surgery to keep from having children. Therefore, you don't have to abort children. Amen. Also, illicit sex would stop much of this abortion issue. But when one is conceived, that is a person whom God has a plan for their life and they have a right to live. It was God who planned that the woman would have a womb where a new life would develop from the sperm of her husband. her husband. Anything less than that is sin, and God disapproves. I recently heard a talk of somehow making it possible now for a man to have a baby. Have y'all heard that one? Well, it's going around some. They're trying to come up with a way for a man to have a baby with all this homosexual issues that's going on. Now we have gay men adopting babies and raising them up in a homosexual environment. I saw two homosexuals the other day on TV, and they just adopted two little babies, smaller than that. They were newborn babies. And these two homosexuals, each one had one in their arms they've adopted to be raised up in a homosexual environment, folks. And women are doing the same thing as lesbians, raising children. You know they're going to be taught the Word of God. No, they're not going to be taught the Word of God. It's awful. And think about the poor children being so mistaught. Now, you and I, most of us in here, were raised in a Christian's home. We were taught about the Lord. We were took to church. See, we were blessed to have that. Well, what about these poor children? They're not taught about the Lord at home or at church. What's going to happen to them children? They'll die and go to hell. Don't get saved. It's awful, isn't it? And parents will stand to be judged for how they've raised up their children, church. How they've raised up their children. It seems in our country, we have too many women trying to devise godless ideas to pervert the human family. Behold, behind it is Satan destroying the family to spite God and the damned soul. That's what Satan wants. Break up the family unit. And boy, is he doing it. Break up the family unit. Because it's God's first institution. Did you know that? It was God's first institution, the family, marriage. God married Adam and Eve. And the devil has hated it ever since. The devil's the devil, folks. Y'all caught on yet? The devil's the devil. He's against you. The devil's against you. He'll use you if you let him. What's going on in laboratories right now might be outrageously shocking if we only knew what they were up to in laboratories now. Learned men, women, coming up with perverted ideas, folks. Satanic. Surely all this is a sign of the last days before the rapture, and a one-world government is set up to be ruled over by the Antichrist. I might have mentioned this briefly last week. But they've already got all the rules and the regulations and all what they want to accomplish for a one-world government. All that's been settled. And everybody's going to be given cards like credit cards. And you can only buy so much gas a week or so many groceries. You'll be limited under this one-world government when it comes into effect. Going to be something else, folks. I remember as a little boy, I guess I was probably 11 or 12 when Daddy got that first car. But during World War II, you go to get gas, you had to have stamps. Some of y'all, I see Some of you shaking your head, you knew about that. You could only get so many gallons of gas. You were limited. Well, it's going to be back worse than that when the one world government takes over. I don't know how much of that we're going to see. But they've already got everything just about ready to go, folks. Just about ready to go. And that's what you see in our government today. That's what our governments want today. A one world government. It's a power struggle thing that Antichrist will finally head up himself. God's simple plan is for a husband and a wife to have children and raise them up to know the Lord and serve the Lord. That's what God's plan is. This is the life God promises to bless. Motherhood is something that's sacred. Motherhood is sacred. It was God who ordained it. Mothers are supposed to love and care for their babies and want the best for them. The best mama you can want for your child is for that child to know the Lord and love the Lord and serve the Lord. And you need to have a part in causing them to feel like that, Mom. You got to keep them in church. You got to keep reminding them at home there's a God. I remember as a little boy, and I've told you this before, but as a little boy, we came home from church, and my mama said, "God's looking down on you, son." And I remember to this day looking.